Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in. It's beautiful Brooklyn. Long as I live here, believe I'm gonna fly. Know where you're going, but don't know how to get there? You found the rabbit hole, Alex. From free bars, apartment hunting, and sending out your demo, he's here to make sure you don't break the bank. Welcome to the Starving Artist Podcast with your host, Johnny Santa.
Thank you, Most Def, and welcome to the Starving Artist Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Sanford. We got a great show today. Featured interview with singer-songwriter Neil Nathan later in the show. He's got a new song coming out on Showtime's Californication Season 2, a cover of ELO's Do Ya. And we've also got some great local talent coming straight from the homegrown New York City music scene. We got a Rastafarian jamma named Zion Judah with a great, great eye-opening song kind of dedicated to the dimensional shift. We also have
singer-songwriter Alan Samarjian with his track, When There Was Something Wrong With You.
I also promised a lot of tips and tricks in this episode to kind of cut away the fat of living in the city. So we got a lot of money-saving techniques coming up for you. But first, thank you for listening to the show, and welcome back. It's been a two-week vacation for me. I got to go upstate, went to Scroon Lake, and really finally got to enjoy the dog days of summer out by the lake. So, since I had to travel, I'm going to just mention a quick money-saving technique using BoltBus.com or Megabus.com if you live in or around near central cities. You can get dollar fares all the way from from New York City to places like Washington, D.C., Boston. And what's great about it is, the trick is to do it early in advance, and you'll get a dollar ticket both ways if you know exactly what you're doing. For example, I just typed in getting to Albany Rensselaer train station. If I wanted to leave at 2:30 p.m. on my birthday, which is in September, I could get a dollar seat on megabus.com. Now, same goes for BoltBus. You can try either one, and you're going to get a really cheap fare if you do it within a certain time frame before you go. Now, when I was home, I basically went from house to house couch surfing. Now, if you are a adventurous sort such as myself and you like meeting new people, you can go to couchsurfing.com. This is a little gem of a website where I have some friends who do this on a fairly regular basis. You can pretty much go across the entire country just sleeping on people's couches for free. I had a friend who went all around the Mississippi, all up and down the Mississippi River, and he had a great time just using couchsurfing.com. A third great tip that I'm going to bequeath upon you is a little iPhone application from myopenbar.com. You can go on myopenbar.com and find various open bars, free open bars, all around the city. There are at least four or five good ones a day. But they just released an iPhone application called Free Booze. So if you just go in the iPhone and search the apps, you can find it called Free Booze. And I did this yesterday, and I found it. I don't own an iPhone, but I found someone who did, and I tried it. So it's basically just straight on the iPhone, and you can it will list the ones that are new for the day. So let's get into our first musician today. His name is Zion Judah. He's a reggae artist out of New York. And this is a song called Quest. And I really love the lyrics here because they are very timely, I suppose. Check it out, Quest, only on the Starving Artist Guide.
In your soul vibration, you reach higher heights beyond imagination. Wisdom build and flow without any resistance. And you know, frequent right practice, seek perfection. And be led astray in your condition. When you reach the crossroad, check review reflection. Reflection. Call it in him anymore, call it even facts, no. Ridicule what they don't know, they don't know. They can call it in him anymore, make a reality show. Ridicule what they don't know, they don't know. In your quest, bless, nothing short of your best. Nothing more, nothing less. Fire within, fire in your chest. Your best, nothing more, nothing less. Infinity at your spiritual request. Quantum vision, factor fiction, reality to fourth dimension. Don't doubt like Thomas, hung up on the timeline. Everything is everything's in place at the same time. Yesterday, today, even tomorrow. Catch a glimpse of the universe, not keep it on borrow. Now is the time to dispel your sorrow. Sorrow. Life after life. After life, after life, after life. No beginning, infinitely no end. Consciousness moving, conscious suspense. All of creation segue to the heavens. You don't know it already. You forgot, you forgot. To remember what you got, what you got, what you got. And you're not a program, you're not a human robot. They act like they know everything when they don't know squat. They know squat. They can call it any man anymore. Call it even tic-tac-toe. They don't know, they don't know. They can call it in him anymore. Make a reality show. Ridicule what they don't know, they don't know. In your quest, bless. Nothing short of your best. Nothing more, nothing less. Fire within, fire in your chest. In your quest, nothing short of your best. Nothing more, nothing less. Infinity at your spiritual request.
All right, that was Zion Judah with Quest. He just came back to music after a 3-year hiatus. He's got a new single called Higher Consciousness on his second album, Quest. Now you can check out more of his music at myspace.com/ZionJudahVibes. ZionJudah Vibes. Pretty great stuff. Very eclectic. Today is a kind of very interesting day for the music on Starving Artist Guide. So, I've had a great weekend thus far. I got to go out to the Brooklyn Flea Market. This is another jewel of a tip here, because it's so awesome. Went down. It's in Fort Greene, right off the... you can either take the AC to Lafayette Street in Brooklyn, or you can take the NQRW 45623 to or the B and the D, right at Atlantic Pacific. Now, I love Atlantic Pacific because there's also a bunch of thrift stores around there. Beacon's Closets over there. Pretty great stuff for everyone to go see. Fort Greene, Brooklyn Flea Market is Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The website is brooklynflea.com. It's 176 Lafayette Ave. Pretty easy to get to. You can just go on the website for directions. And I ended up getting some awesome stuff. I got two vinyl LPs. I got Iron and Wine with Endless... What is it? Endless Summer or something like that. It's the good... It's a really good album. And I got Prefuse 73, Reads the Books, which is a great EP. I got them for $4 each, which you can't really get anywhere else. I also... The best purchase I've made in a long time was a 1966 Stella guitar. It's like a half-size guitar. Perfect for like bringing around. It's a tobacco sunburst guitar. Beautiful. Strung it up. Sounds great. And it was $25. Also, you know, you can get anything there. There's bikes and different knickknacks, salvaged goods, vintage clothing. Some of the clothing there was incredible. There's a lot of artists. Now, when I think of the difference between artisans and artists, an artisan makes money, and an artist has no true resale value on their work. But a lot of these are true artists. There's a lot of great stuff there, like silkscreen shirts that these guys make. Just brilliant. It's beautiful. There's also incredible food. There's tacos, Asian hot dogs, and cannolis, and lobster rolls. The lobster rolls are $13, which isn't bad, but I don't know. I couldn't afford it. I was like, well, I wanted to get my guitar, so I got this awesome guitar instead, which will last a lifetime. So definitely go check out the Brooklyn Flea Market. They also have another location for Sundays, which is in Dumbo from 11 to 6. It's at New Dock Street and Water Street, basically directly under the bridge. Pretty easy to find. There's also some really cool stuff over there. There's the bike store, Recycle a Bicycle, which all the profits go to charities around the city. So with that said, let's get into our second artist.
This is Alan Samarjian with his track, When There Was Something Wrong With You.
Thank you. best was never yet to come. You made a pact right from the start to sabotage what we might be. But you forgot what I used to be. Over and over and over time, I built it up so good. Over and over and over time, I play it off like it's cool.
Welcome back to the Starving Artist Podcast. We've got a great interview with singer-songwriter, glam rock animal, Neil Nathan coming up. So I'm just going to give him a call. Let's do this. See if we can get him on the line.
Hello?
Hi, is this Neil?
This is he.
Hey, how's it going, man? It's Johnny from Starving Artist Guide. Yeah, happy Sunday. Sorry it's so early. I've been up since 7:30.
Impressive.
Yeah, I know. I get up early, so. Just seeing if you're...
I've been up early these days, too.
Yeah.
I've been up for a little while, had some coffee.
Good stuff, yeah. I'm on my second cup of tea, so that's why I sound so animated. So, you want to just do a quick interview?
Sure, man.
It's pretty... I really love your sound, so... I was really excited to get to hear from you. Let's start off at your Pirate Vinyl Presents concert you did a couple weeks back. It was a great show, by the way. Sorry I couldn't stick around. I had to go do some other stuff, but I caught most of your set, and it was incredibly awesome. You've got an incredible stage presence. An artist such as yourself land a gig like that, like Highline Ballroom, just for other starving artists around. What's the process go through?
Well, that one was the first gig, actually, that I worked with my new booking agent on, Greg. He works with Black Apple. It's the name of his company. And we just started working together. He works with my new manager and of a number of his bands. So that was the first time we worked together. It was a real nice kickoff. He had acted the evening, and I've been having this idea about my sort of imprint, Pirate Vinyl, that I put my last two records out on. I'm probably going to be putting out my new record, The Distance Calls, which you mentioned on your site on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Getting some distribution for that.
Excellent.
And so I had, this idea of making a sort of themed evening with a lot of my friends' bands that I think complement each other sound-wise.
Definitely.
So, we went for that kind of idea, because it's just, it's kind of a drag in this town playing, with a metal band opening up for you, or, a hardcore band going on after you, or just something that completely doesn't match. So your people are there to enjoy you, and then they have to sort of run out of there to save their souls after the next band comes on.
Yeah, there was definitely a flow to it.
The idea was just to make it sort of a cross-pollinating evening where all our fans would get to see each of us and just kind of enjoy the music as a result of us all kind of being similar in that alt-country Americana rock way. But as far as just getting gigs in general, it's a grind. You just kind of have to annoy the person and just keep slugging it out. I've had a really good year as far as playing Joe's Pub and the Living Room, Bowery Ballroom, and then recently Highline. Bowery Ballroom was also just a friend of mine, Jenny V's and the Dirty Pearls and a band called Electric Black. They needed an opening act, and he thought that'd be a good fit, so that was a sort of nice friend deal.
Excellent.
And so that's kind of the way it rolls. My friend Alan, who played at Highline as well, Alan Submerging, he had me open for him in his living room CD release and video release gig on Valentine's Day. We decided to have it, and I did a whole themed set of love and heartbreak songs.
Awesome.
And he did his CD and video release. So I was thinking, all right, well, he's up there. I'd love to play with him again. Love his stuff. And so I returned the favor with the Highline gig. So just kind of a lot of friends and a lot of grunt work, just bugging the bookers. And now, thankfully, I can bug them less.
Yeah, you got a booker. A booking agent can really help the process. So let's talk about your imprint. You mentioned it. It's Pirate Vinyl. Do you guys actually press vinyl, or is it just like the like CDs and stuff?
It's going to move in that direction.
Very cool.
It's just a baby right now. I put out my record, my cover's record songs on it last year, and then my recent sort of little EP, The Nearest Future, on it. But I'm planning on doing vinyl for The Distance Calls, the record that I did in Detroit. Definitely a vinyl friendly sound, that record, and I'm totally in love with vinyl. I have a little geek club called the 33s. We get together once a month and just bring over records, and everybody kind of chats about the stories behind the records and the bands and the artists, and we just hang out and enjoy the music. So I think that vinyl is the wave of the past and the future. I think that this CD thing is over, but it now, in my mind, should be vinyl or MP3.
Yep.
If you're at home, you listen to vinyl and enjoy it. If you're out listening, on the subway, listen to your iPod, or you're on your computer, listen to the MP3s. I think the kids seem to be responding to it.
It's definitely
sales doubled, I think, of vinyl in the past year.
Wow.
So I think, that's the way to go. That's the kind of music I like for the most part, that sounds that warm, and that is the way.
The fact that a lot of vinyl that's coming out now, you get a card that you can go online and get the MP3s too.
That's a good point. That's what I'm planning on doing with this next record. I saw one of my favorite artists, David Vanderveld. Great, fantastic singer songwriter, kind of like Beatle T Rex B thing, and bring Neil Young on his last record. Even Moody Blues sometimes. He did that. I went to see him at the Mercury Lounge. I picked up both albums, and both of them had that sort of free little sticker that you go to a site and you download download the MP3 so you get that for free when you buy the vinyl. I think that's brilliant. That's definitely what I'm planning on doing.
Awesome.
More artists are definitely doing it now. And, hopefully it will move in that direction. But I think just because society is moving forward technologically doesn't mean we can't sort of take what worked best from the past, even if it's not, the most advanced idea.
Hmm. It's kind of a merging of technology and actual, art. Because you get the big, a nice vinyl-sized record. You're going to get, the actual artwork instead of, just a piece, a 4x4 picture.
Right.
So speaking of your EP, let's break with California Run. I saw you perform this at Highline Ballroom, and it was awesome. So let's just do a quick break, and we'll be back with Neil Nathan to go over some more awesome stuff. And we're going to mention your new single, Do Ya, and hopefully play that too. So more with Neil Nathan after this break. California Run. So we're back here with Neil Nathan. That was California Run. He's got a new EP out called The Distance Calls. So we were just talking about pirate vinyl. You mentioned distribution. Now, that's one of the key things to making it as an independent singer-songwriter, I think.
You got CD Baby doing a lot of really good stuff for smaller bands and singer-songwriters. But you mentioned that you're doing distribution?
Yeah, I'm working on getting distribution for this record, The Distance Calls, which is it's not out officially yet. I'm hoping to put that out around the beginning of the year. My cover EP, Songsmiths, which I put out last year, that has Do Ya, which is also going to be on The Distance Calls, and then which also includes the California Run, which you were mentioning, which was on the Paste magazine sampler a few months back.
So awesome.
Just kind of giving people a little sneak preview of what that sound is like until I do the full-on release in probably 2010.
Okay, so this is a sneak peek.
I'm trying to get some physical distribution for this. It's arguably not that important anymore.
Mm.
You know, I definitely use CD Baby, which is really helpful. And they pay on time and consistently, which is lovely.
Yeah.
For the digital and some physical sales, I get, but the digital sales certainly, you know, blow that away. And it's warm. Even shockingly so, it's like the 60s again. It's like a singles market out there. I mean, essentially, people, you know, will buy a tune or two instead of the whole record, which is also another argument for the whole vinyl thing. Just having an album, you know, the idea of like a cohesive record that sucks you in and is an experience, rather than this sort of, you know, ADD fast food consumption mentality of just a song at a time, which is sort of the way it moves. But yeah, that's essentially the plan, is to just have some vinyl available, and have some physical distribution of that in record stores, and, you know, of course the option of some guy in the Midwest being able to go to Walmart and pick up.
Yeah, that's true.
Your record, if that's the way they're still doing it. But I think it seems to be dying out, unfortunately. I mean, even the mega Virgin stores in Manhattan just recently closed.
I know. Yeah, it's a shame. Both, yeah, Virgin on 42nd and on 14th. It's a sad day. But let's get off that negative topic and go into like your live shows. You got a lot of like visceral kind of stage quality performance art almost. You got a really tight band, I'm not going to lie. I was really impressed with you guys. When's your next show and where's it going to be? Do you have any idea yet?
My next show is actually going to be at Maxwell's in Hoboken. Great room. Seen a lot of good shows there.
Awesome.
One of my favorite bands to go. Bobby Harlow, the singer in that band, songwriter in that band, just produced my record. I've seen them there. I've seen the Detroit Cobras. A few guys from that band on my record as well. I'm really looking forward to it. It's part of Hit Video Promo Night. And that's the video promotion company I'm using for the Do Ya video.
Cool.
I'm going to drop in concert with the Californication soundtrack, which comes out on August 19th on Lionsgate Records. So he's going to be pushing the video. He's fantastic. He works with, he's working on a new Pearl Jam video. He works with Metric.
Oh, great.
A guy named Andy Gessler, and he's been cool. He's really into ELO, so he's challenging to work this song and hopefully get the video out there, you know, on wherever, if you use MTV, wherever he can get the word out.
So that's August 19th. You're going to drop that on your website, neilnathan.com. That's great. So let's get a couple more questions in, and then we'll spin Do Ya and say adios. But let's if you could time travel back 5 years to talk to yourself as a starving artist, what would you say to ensure your success today?
Put your head down and grind it out, because I think the expectation that, you know, all of a sudden some piece of money is going to fall from the sky and you're going to be playing stadiums and arenas and festivals is sort of a fantasy land, and these days more than ever you have to be like a workaholic,
a warrior. Yeah,
essentially it's not enough to just be a good songwriter. It starts with that, so certainly work on the musicianships and the songs and the recording process, but it's just, I mean, you could I could essentially be on the computer all day, every day, and not even pick up the guitar again, just based on the sort of minutia of being a sort of, you know, functioning artist that's trying to make some money from his music.
Yeah. So it's a tough gig.
Maybe I would focus on getting more help and just setting up the structures that are required to, you know, work on a successful, set up a successful business, and just get like an army of interns to help out with the,
yeah,
with the little things, and then how to delegate and, like, you know, be very clear about what you want, and, you know, monitor the people helping you out, but give them a little bit of a space to be creative as well. I think that would be the key.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, a lot of it just goes into trying to keep a positive mental attitude and really trying to put yourself out there with marketing yourself. It's tough to market yourself, especially if you have low self-esteem. So you gotta be positive and just take any possible avenue that you can, I think.
Yeah, I think just keep your eyes open, be agile as possible. I mean, I think the licensing thing is a huge part of things today, so I've had success with Taxi.com. That's how I got the Californication thing.
Awesome.
And now I have an official licensing agent, but I didn't then. I was just, you know, working it on SonicBiz and Taxi and just trying to, like, keep my eyes out for opportunities. And then I saw an ad one day in Taxi that said classic rock cover songs for a big network show. Got a random call 2 months later, and it was Californication, one of my favorite shows.
Yep.
In the first place, so it was just an incredible phone call. If you want to use your song, I was like, okay.
Great, yeah, and you just go from there. So, yeah, speaking of Californication,
you know, slugging it out, grinding it out, that kind of, that little success that I had there, was, which has gotten me a lot of exposure, was just grunt work, you know, sweat.
So let's play that song, Do Ya? It's the ELO cover by Neil Nathan, and we're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining us on the Starving Artist Guide podcast. Really appreciate it. Keep us in the know when you got the next show coming up. And, well, actually, you just did. But keep us informed. Best of luck out there. Any final words?
No. Thanks a lot for your time, Johnny. Appreciate it. It's a good thing you're doing.
Thank you.
Connecting artists and trying to talk about what works for everybody and sharing the knowledge. Good stuff. Appreciate it.
Thank you much. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm out here for. All right, this is Do Ya, Neil Nathan. Check it out. Only in the Starving Artist Guide.
Do you want my love? Do you want my faith? Do you want my mind? Do you want my love? In this life I've seen everything I could see, woman. Seen lovers flying through the air hand in hand. Seen babies dancing in the midnight sun. Seen old men crying by their own graveside. But I never seen nothing like you. Do you want my love? Do you want my love? Well, I heard the crowd singing out of tune. The sun sang o'er lang syne by the moon. Had preachers banging on their drums, good kids playing with their guns. But I never heard nothing like you. Do you want my love? Do you want my faith? Want my mind? Do you want my love? And in the country where the sky touches down on the field, you lay down to rest in the morning. Come running just to get a look, just to feel the touch of your long black hair in the morning sun. Do you want my love? Do you want my face? Do you want my mind? Do you want my love? Well, I think you know what I'm trying to say, woman. Seen enough of the world to know this crazy, crazy thing we call loving, we gotta get it to grow. 'Cause I never felt nothing like you. Do you want my love? Do you want my faith? Do you want my mind? Do you want my love? 'Cause I never felt nothing like you.
All right, that was Neil Nathan with ELO's Do Ya. We're going to wrap this up tighter than a mummy and check you guys next weekend. Before we do, just want to thank all the bands that are submitting on sonicbids.com. Remember, you can just go to Sonic Bids and look up Starving Artist Guide if you want to get your music featured on here. And we're going to start really promoting heavily in the New York City area, so it's going to just blow up within the next few months. So now is the time to do so. Also, if you want to check out some of the art, some of the merchandise on Starving Artist Guide, our Cafe Press site, you can go to cafepress.com/starvingart NYC. And as always, you can check out my weekly buy or try weekly blog posts at starvingartistsguide.com. Thanks to everyone who's listening. Thanks to Neil Nathan for doing a great interview, really shedding some light on being an artist in New York City. And with that, we are going to say adieu. Keep on keeping on.